So we are going to start the English Dhamma discussion. So I welcome all of you to the Dhamma discussion, and Panthe is also connecting from Anuradhapura, Kattukaliyawa. And actually we have reached number 7 sutta in the Sanyutta Nikaya Nandana Vagga. So we'll start from that. So I mean, it is called Dukkara Sutta. And I'll read the Pali verse, and then I'll invite Venerable Dhammo Sadha to recite the English translation, and then Venerable Dhamma Alankara will recite the Sinhala translation, and then Bhante will give an explanation. So the first verse coming like this, Dukkara Sutta. One deity is telling like this: Dukkarang duttikin chancha, Dukkarang dutti tikin cha, Abhyattena hi samanyang, Bahuhi tatta sambadha, Yatta bhalo visidatiti. So this is the deity's work. Dukkarang dutti tikkancha. Abhyattena hi samanyam. Bahuhi tatta sambadha. Yatta bhalo visidatiti. Then Buddha answers like this. Katihan chareya samanyam. Chittanche na nivaraye. Pade pade visideya. Sankappanam vasanugo. Kummova angani sake kapale. Samodahang bhikkhu mano vitakke anissito anya mahethayano parinibbuto na upavadeya kanchiti. So I invite Venerable Dhammo Sadha to recite the English translation and Dhamma Alankara to recite the Sinhala translation. Yes, all alignment to all.
Avasai Swami Nanse, this is the 17th sutta of the overall Devata Sanyutta. The title is Difficult to Practice. The ascetic life is hard to practice and hard for the inept to endure, for many are the obstructions there in which the fool founders. And the Buddha responds, how many days can one practice the ascetic life if one does not rein in one's mind? One will founder with each step under the control of one's intentions, drawing in the mind's thoughts as a tortoise draws in its limbs into its shell, independent, not harassing others, fully quenched, a bhikkhu would not blame anyone.
Avasarai Swami Nasa, Sanyutta Nikaya, Devata Sanyutta, Nalavagaya, Dukkara Sutraya. බාලයා විසින් මහණදම නොකර හැක්කේද නොයිවසිය හැක්කේ ද වේ. යම් මහණ දමෙක්හි බාලයා පසුබසීද එහි ඔහුට සම්බාධයෝ බොහෝ වෙති. භගවත්හු ඉඳින් සිත වරඳින් නොවලකන්නේ නම් කී දවසක් මහණකම කරන්නේද? පාප විතර්කයන්ට වසඟ වූයේ පියවරක් නොහොත් අරමුණක් පාසා පසුබසින්නේය. ඉදිබුවා අවයව සිය කබලෙහි බහන්නාක් මෙන් මහණ තෙමේ මනෝ විතර්කයන් භාවනා ලම්බන නමැති කපල්ලෙහි බහන්නේ නිස්රේ රහිත වූයේ අනුන් නොවෙහෙසන්නේ කෙලෙස් පිරිනිවීමෙන් පිරිනිවියේ කිසිවෙකුට උපවාද නොකරන්නේ.
Swaminas, little unclear. If you can little improve the voice, maybe. Little unclear, Swaminas.
But I was telling.
Now okay.
I was telling, just like a turtle stuck into all the limbs, into its own skull. The bhikkhu, I mean, meditator, mendicator, mendicant, must understand this prolific thinking, some proliferation, that must be under control. Anicchito, don't depend upon anything external. Nishitasa chalita. Whenever you are depending on something, you will get shake. So the outside world is shake. So therefore, anishito. Anya mahityano. Don't contradict anyone. Go for non-coercive theory. That means apanaka patipada. That means anyone can give any idea. You are not to justify it. You are not to judge them. Anya mahityano. Don't contradict someone. You can tell. What you are telling, for the moment, I can't understand. But I am not against you. We agree to disagree. But I have practiced number of years. We agree to disagree on the table. Very diplomatic. Very democratic. Very transparent. Wide division of labor. But since you are indicated, the other party will take a wrong measure and fail. Then you have to tell, that's what I did not agree with you, that you did with your full pledge. Now you understand. So we are learning. Your mistake, I am learning. Parinibhuto na upadanti khanchi. So he is already enlightened. He is already enlightened. There is no process of getting enlightenment in a sequential order. So that momentary enlightenment is the most appreciated thing in Theravada Sasana. Theravada Sasana make people frightening to claim Nibbana. They think it is a taboo not to talk about. So therefore, living meditation masters, they are sharing their ideas. So that is what I was searching. Venerable Jnanarama was exceptional in that sense. If someone is trying to understand, he will expose anything without a remainder, without a reservation. Pandita Sayadaw sometimes in a group, he just said, good or bad. Because he is so firm, he is so, other people will think the people will think bad, and people will overestimate, and all the kind of things. They are thinking about others thinking. That is what we call vitakka. Samadhambiku mano vitakku. Let them present kite. Who cares? And if they are thinking and it is very sound and profound, you will come and tell what you are telling is wrong. Yeah, that's very good. Rather than hiding. So they are the people only listening. Others are listening to grammar. Others are listening to the rules and regulations. Others are really listening to the moral shame and moral fear. No heart, no human, not living in the present moment, not communicating. Under such circumstances, the turtle is better. Whenever you are physically active, verbally active, and mentally active, you are defiled. You are accumulating apusala, or defilement. So therefore, whenever you are physically active, as Venerable Anuruddha says, he thinks, now I am in a rest, I feel like going out and do something, and when I am doing, these things, dangers will be there. So knowingly, these dangers, you can go there and work in an exemplified way with least amount of damages, and there are some evolution taking place in physical or what we call body knowledge. And sometimes you feel this word will give a wrong impression because old people are not brought up as I brought up in my culture. So therefore, when we are expressing, they will get this understanding. And sometimes it happens ignorant way, sometimes it happens knowing way, sometimes happens without control. But if you are monitoring them, again and again you get refinement in your language, grammar and percentage. And the manovitakka, it's a no break. Continuously going. Accept it. Don't worry about that. Because this is not your problem. It's a civilization problem. If you are civilized, you are the worst. You are more defiled than aboriginal. So you have to live in the civilized world. You have to accept it. That acceptance makes the mind little pleasant. Rather than rejecting. Therefore, it's called samadaham bhikkhu manovita. You are not going to control them. You are trying to be with them. And sometimes they are vicharamattang avitaktang. There is no proper base. There is no root. But mind is proliferating. That indicates your irrequisite disposition, your indications, your underlying tendencies. So you have to be very, very free association with yourself. Counseling with yourself, then only you can understand my mind is, this is the way the mind is proliferating. That's very difficult because you can't judge your mind. Because you are the judge, you are the accused, you are the play complaint. So therefore whole magistrate court is in a mess. But some people can understand its own thinking patterns by interaction. Without vitakka, without the initial thought, discursive thoughts happen. This is appreciated in artificial intelligence. Crazy. Artificial intelligence is completely eccentric, not based on the proper moment. So therefore it is superfluous. It is just like a cork put into water, is floating and wobbling. No limit. That's called unmindful. When a piece of iron or rock put into water, no hesitation, penetration and percolation happen immediately at the same point, and it stopped at the rock bed. So this vitakta without, vikara without vitakta, prolific thinking and discursive thinking without proper base is the present day education. It is called a hidden curriculum. And the utterly destructive, but appear to be very civilized, appear to be very, very culturing the person, appear to be very, very qualifying the person, but is taken away from the person. So therefore, this gata is a very, very profound one. Many people consider it as a backward, because turtle is a kind of an animal, not very progressive, not very linear. You can't walk very fast. Kumbho angani sate kapali samadaham bhikkhu manovittakke anishito anya mahette yano parinibbuto na kodeya sa hanchi ti. He is jealous. Pirinivimen pirinivandhyakya. That moment is already enlightened. So only our sharpness must be there to understand that very moment of enlightenment and immediate next moment of defiance. That's very difficult to do in self-analytical way, because we are always appreciating defilement rather than the enlightenment. But anyway, over the last 40 years, that appreciation of enlightenment also has a progress, painfully slow, but not only the Buddhist circle. Proportionately, it is not advantageous to be Buddhist. Even other people also understand Nibbana is under your very nose. You have to appreciate it, how it mingles with the unenlightened moment and defiled moment. So the defilement is not strong enough to infiltrate the enlightened moment. Enlightened moment is invincible, unconquerable. they stand, even the thousands of thought moments of defilement. So that's isolation. They say that in the sea, if you drive off all the sea, water, ocean, you will get gold, 16 by 16 by 16 amount of gold. So each and every drop, you have gold. But to take it out, it's more costly than buying gold from the Queen Street. So therefore, each and every defilement, that's a chance for enlightenment. So you must be so quick to pick it. The enlightened moment, this is the defiled moment. And if you know it, that knowing is always leading to more and more understanding the enlightened moment. Even among the criminals, even among the cheating people. So you can have kind of a loving kindness for the bad people also. So they also have that potential. They also have that possibility. But the overall theory is telling about doing nothing. Doing anything means you are promoting yourself. Happening anything is provided with that no self. So therefore you must understand, you must train Apanaka Patipada. Let the thing happen, and that is the best knowledge. That's called appropriate technology. That's called sitting into the present moment. And these amount of world, highest efficiency. So I would like to contribute to connect to the discussion so far with cordial invitation. Others also can join it. Otherwise, life will be very dukkara, with difficulties and friction. If you know how to make use of this friction, then you can pull the heavy load. The friction is the one carrying the load. So that you must understand, Buddha is the master. Than the best lubricant on the earth, the best efficient machine on the earth, by doing nothing, he do everything. Anyone else?
Hey, my son, sir, from here, Venerable Dhammosada joining.
Sorry, Swami Nansi, this is Dhammosada. I would like to appreciate what you just said about the Buddha, that by doing nothing, he does everything. And that made me think about this sutta. It says that the ascetic life is difficult to practice, and one who is not skillful will get caught up. The sutta says he found us in his intentions. From my personal experience, before starting meditation, before coming to Sri Lanka, out there when I was reading about, you know, Buddhism and the story of the Buddha, I tended to romanticize this life of monkhood. Like, you know, yes, I agree, life is suffering. So what I will do, I will go become a monk, become enlightened and finished. But apparently it's not that easy. I read the other one time that the Bodhisattva Metteyo, the Buddha to be, he had been a monk under 9 Buddhas in the past, 9 Sammasambuddhas. Yet he was still being reborn in the woeful states, going up to the heavens, going down again to hell, even while being a monk under 9 Sammasambuddhas. So that is an appreciation of this statement, that the ascetic life, it's not easy. It is difficult to practice. As monastics, we leave the entire world behind, but it just so happens that in this world, monastics are held with such high esteem, especially by the lay devotees, the faithfuls. Monastics are put up high on a pedestal as special beings, while those monastics themselves are trying to be nobody. So while they're trying to be nobody, to eradicate this notion of a self, there are these other people that are exalting them and putting them high up there. So this is another area where I think proves that being an ascetic is a difficult thing. Those are my thoughts about this sutta.
You are fabricating talks about Buddha Maitreya. Who told you that?
Well, it's a story that I read in a small booklet, actually here in Kutiten. But I don't have any way to verify that. If
Kutiten, here also I am living in Kutiten. That is a separate issue. But the thing is, maybe true, but not authentic. Because it is not a disproof. And the other one is that you, before becoming enlightenment and becoming a monk, before coming to Sri Lanka, you had the idea, I'll go and have a pure life of monkhood and get enlightened and finish. So you have sometimes achieved that in some thought moments. That's why you are talking happily and talking with the fulfillment. But still you have the weakness to discriminate it with the defiled thought moments. Because defiled thought moments are very big number. And our mind is always respect the defiled thought moments than this kind of enlightenment thought. You are a black guy. You are a Kalu Hamduru coming from the black country. So what the kind of progress, what the kind of striving, what the kind of perversion, the pervading good ideas, everything is enlightened. That's why you are here now, even with so much of difficulties, you are talking happily. That's called Sahasana Sampatti. So that is the only message you can give it to animals, the trees, the non-Buddhists and everyone. Because you know this old dukkara, that means the difficulties, is nothing new. Amidst all, we can be mindful. Amidst all, we can have enlightened thought moments. That cannot be defined by difficulty. Those who are thinking like that are called the blind people. They are commoners. Always find reason to be unhappy. Giving mistake, finding punchy punchy hill, chinna chinna asai. Everyone is like that. We must understand 90% or more than 90% of time we are also in the same. But amidst all these battalions, there are God-like, pure thought moments. If it is increasing, that means you are appreciating it. If you are not appreciating, you are depreciating. So therefore understanding is called the Buddha Sasana, Buddha dispensation. So therefore dukkara or difficulties are the badges or medals you have. Accordingly only Buddha gave the convocation. You are such a person, being with so much of difficulties, never cry, no weeping. Happily. One epithet of the Buddha is Sugata. Sugata means he walks smiling without a teacher, without the supporters of the four requisites, no other facilitators, no other companions, but he went happily. This is called Sugata. So, Sugata Tathagata, Loka Sivankara, Samma Sambudur Hamdi. It is superhuman, but it is not a god. And if someone is making fun out of difficulties, others may think it as a magic. Or is something born with. No. It's a pragmatism. The way that you are recycled all the thrown away items and make compost. make the most balanced fertilizer. So we are doing it. The proportion wise may be less percentage, but only talk about that silver line on the dark cloud. Don't talk Kalu Amduru. Kalu Amduru is a bad term. You are Kalu Amduru, never mind. But the way you are striving and sustaining, appreciable, but your talk is not giving the full life, full weight for that. Otherwise, you are a good person, but you don't know your value. Each and everyone is the same. Everyone is like enlightenment. Everyone is more than a Chakravarti, world-turning monarch. But often they say we are breaking precepts and our words are bad. We don't know Dhamma. We don't know this theory, that theory. We don't know that high-class people. That is what we are thinking. So therefore, don't get carried away by the politics and economics and social values. Understand, we are doing better than our teachers. We are doing better than our parents. We are doing better than our leaders in the present moment. But we are not showing, we are not advertising, because we appreciate our humbleness, down-to-earth situation. That is very profound. So therefore, Kumbho is a turtle. He is the best example. Whenever something happens, dug in. You must have your own shell. Wherever you go with that shell. That's all I have to share for the moment.
Okay. One thing I see here is that it is talking about Manovitakka, which means there is a great deal of improvement so far as physical processes or the physical activities and verbal activities are concerned. And so that particular mendicant mental situation has come to the surface. The velocity of that is giving him some unbearable situation.
Proliferate.
Yes. So this is what I feel.
So this psychiatric situation, whenever you do away with physical misbehavior and verbal misbehavior, this is the only place the rat to come out, the vomiting to come out. And that is because otherwise, we are ruminating the old mistakes. But we do away with that, I mean, fairly in a proportionate way, then your psychological wounds surface. It's a healing process. But our society is not ready to accept. So you must have a psychiatrist. You must have a counselor. You must have a person with understanding, that is mindful person. Then the rat coming out, I mean, expression or revealing or reporting is a thundering healing process. You must have trust. Each and every psychiatrist has to professionally develop the credibility. They have no rights and it is quite wrong to expose someone privately. But in meditation, there's no private and confidential. Everything is discussed in Jataka stories and the sutras. We can just quote a sutra. This is what it happened. But our parents, they didn't have this dialogue. And at that time, we were listening to the Buddha's Jataka story, Siddhartha Kumara's story, but never applied. And we are not thrashing each other. We are not bringing up the psychological wounds. So the bringing up psychological wounds is the biggest compassionate thing one can do. But it appears like smelly, fishy, rotten rat-like. But this is a healing. So the Buddha says, if the place where you vomited the much, revealed much, and gotten rid of more defilement, is a memorable place. It's called Sangvegavasana Matakkalaitu Tank. So you have to define the place by your breath. You have to tell face to the face. This is what I feel, not the past, not the future, but I'm telling to you. So it may be very harsh, so it may be too much of compassion, I can't tell. because this is the way we are healing ourselves. So it is a natural process. It's blocking, completely blocked by physical and verbal activity, specifically misbehavior. So then more things are getting down, so precipitate, sediment, rather than the sediment to come out and you were vomiting, breath out. So therefore in yogi's life, in the monk's life, everything is open. It's called glass house. You are changing clothes in the glass house and nothing to hide. So therefore, if you, others do not know, other family, other monks, members do not know, so then it becomes a lay life. So therefore, monk's life is such an exposure, more exposed, more purity, and it is called this each and every, how do you call it, Buddha Jayanti book, is Tathagata Pavejito Bhikkhave Dhamma Vinayo, Vivito Virochati No Patishtan. So monks, according to the teaching of the Buddha, once exposed, it will be brightened. It will be glorious. When it is closed, no such distinct. It's called Bharanduka Vagga Sutraya, Sikkhanipataya, Nine Sutta. This is carrying each and every, how do you call, Buddha Jayanti books. So therefore, we must trust each other and believe our practicing member is my Buddha, is my friend, is my noble friend. He also may have some mistake. That doesn't matter. I take it as a trustworthy person. I give it up. It is more than giving up your household life. It's more than giving up your liking and dislike. This exposure is a magical one, and that is not happening in the socialization in the Western world. But this is telepathic and communicating each other with the one thing is purification of self, other thing is communication, other thing is trust, the other thing is humbling. That's what I thought of sharing in this moment.
Oh, sorry, Swami. Yeah, one moment, Kumara. So, actually, based on what Venerable Dhammosada mentioned, there's a very interesting statement he made. He mentioned that the monk is trying to, he basically have understood that the personality, that asmimana, the conceit, I am, all that is something that we have to be free from, and we need to penetrate them, to understand them, and ultimately become very much like nobody. But the society is trying to put the monk into the pedestal and seeing a monk as a very special person and try to glorify him. So these two areas are continuously happening, and if it is good that monk thoroughly understood that he has to very much like not to get overwhelmed by the this glory or some sort of praise and all that. But typically what happens is one become engrossed with that or deluded by that, and ultimately he tried to be a somebody and very special person, omitting or not understanding the proper thing to do. So that statement by Dhammosada, I feel very interesting, that while the monk properly needs to thoroughly understand, okay, there is some ignorant based a personality, ignorant based someone, a person, a self that needs to be overcome, but the society is trying to make the person again and try to glorify the monk, telling that you are a special person. I think, Swami Nhansa, if you can add something more to that, I feel it's very interesting.
That is why Buddha Dhamma, the Bodhi Dhamma, when he was going away from China after the insulting of the king, one of the ministers came and told, you are a very special person, I understand, our king is not so, he's so brutal, so therefore, please, show me a place, I am the minister, I am going to give you a monastery. So Bodhidharma consulted it as a how to call humiliation. It's a cursing. You growl at him. You bloody fellow, you understand wherever I am going, wherever I am living, that's a monastery. Nothing to make a monastery. So that means this glorified praising is an insult. Avaloku Amduro got a post, Upajaya, from the Ramanjanikaya. Ramanjanikaya never gave post to the Yoga Asma Sanskara at that time. So he got a letter telling unanimously whole committee decided to take you as a respectful preceptor. Please accept it. He kept it 3-4 days, then thinking whether to accept it or not. Then he told me getting such a committee consent is a very great thing because they are doing harsh money and all the kind of to get out there. But Lokamanya was completely outsider, so therefore he has to respect it. And the next thing, once he become a preceptor, he had to go to all royal standing on ceremony. So he wrote a letter respecting the Sabha Gauravaya, that means your consent, I accept, but under one condition, I never participate any ceremony. And he said, so I don't know this kind of, I don't know whether he's a preceptor or not. One day, a letter came, long letter, with the seal, Kamanjanikaya, Upadhyaya, Mahatma Sri Jnanarama Swami Nase, Mr. Rani Nishu. So I was sitting under him and I was about to open the end of it. He said, no, don't open that. So I got stuck. No, this is what Upadhyaya, there's one box, which is called Hamastitya. That I put the letters into that I never opened. So they can't do away with sending the message. But I have given the condition, I will never come. One day Jesus Christ was traveling and one person came and touched his robe and said, oh God, Son of God, please listen to me. My father, when he was dying, he told, I am the youngest brother. I must get the main house and my share. But my elder brother did something unfair. He took everything. So therefore I have nothing. So therefore please do the justice. Then Jesus asked the person, who appointed me as a lawyer? I am not a judge. This bloody fellow appointing to be judge because to get his share. All the monks are, they don't know the insult in this ceremony. Every ceremony is an insult. So therefore, monks must understand they can give. But Santaruttara Varama, you must understand how to accept it. How much to accept it. Tell to the face. Our monkhood is not to satisfy village from lack. It is according to our wishes, we accept it. If we not, no. So Vimala Jnana, no. Jnana Vimala. He used to travel. So people are offering so much. He accept and keep it there and go. So people become heartbroken, disheartened. Then he says, one day, this is a long journey. I prepared it for you. He says, my bag having so much of weight. If I have to carry, how much miles I have to carry? And if I insisting to offer this cake of soap, I have to get to the something out of that my bag. But inside the bag is more essential. So therefore, don't influence me. You can offer me, but I am the disciple. But today people think offering is a very difficult thing and honor is a very, very difficult and praiseworthy. So therefore, we must respect them. You have to kick them off. You mind your own business. Even if it is given, it must be a proper time, proper proportion, then I can accept. Otherwise, we have to hoard everything. Wherever we go, so much of property, ultimately it will go waste. So whenever someone comes, you can sell it. But what a maintenance cost. So therefore, people can pray. Today, Buddhism means just ceremony. In Burma, it's called Bua. Boomer's thing comes. That boor, this boor, so people come and laugh. In Lanka, it's thinking. Sandhikara bong kankaran. Sakala hatama boru bati. So therefore, you have to understand how much people boast it. And ultimately, it is just camouflage. And Sanskrit sloka, it says in the monks are making pinkama or ceremony for monks. After useless. They are wasting time at last. After the pinkama, nothing. So they say it is just camouflage. So therefore, Lokavamdo says, අලංකාරයේම සඳහා භික්ෂුන් යොදා කරන පින්කම් වලට මේ භික්ෂු පිට සම්බන්ධ වෙන්නේ. For the show of this someone is creating a ceremony with the help of monks, this yogasana sanstha monks must not take part. What happened in Galduwa? Galduwa creating, Galduwa making ceremonies. Pandita Swami Nansi, Galduwa, he wrote, tagged the Sutra to Apuru Esak tagged. Sarasilya, it's Apuru Esak Sarasilya. What a foolish thing people are doing on Vesak day. Then you go and remember the Buddha and do some meditation. Instead of this whole ceremony is colorful thing. But same thing happened before his death. Galduwa itself, he started putting up candles and Torana. So I thought of printing that pamphlet and give a free distribution to the people are coming. Those people are very happy with these ceremonies. As monks, we must understand our life is a ceremony. There's nothing to commemorate, nothing to call a prepared event. We are in a ceremony. Well, of course, graceful. But that let the gods and Brahma do it. Let the human to mind their own business. You mind your own business and be mindful. That's enough, Chandratra.
Hey, my son.
Hey, my son. Bhante Vimalabuddhi wanted to speak earlier. Now he has lowered his hand, actually.
Vimalabuddhi, I am so tired. Kolam karne ke nahi tha.
Sainal, thank you for the comment.
අනේ මං නෑ කියලා හිතලා කිව්වේ වුණත් නම් අම්ම අප්පා කවදාකවත් කියන්නේ නෑ මං හිතුව අනිත් පැත්තට යයි කියලා කිව්වේ ඔබට පස්සට ඇප් තියෙනවා කන් දිනවා
නෑ මේ සයන්ස් මේ ඕකට වචනයක් තියෙනවා සයන්ස් කිව් එකට ඒකට කියනවා ඔය දැන් මම දැනුයි හොයාගත්ත එක ප්ලාස්ටර් සේන් කියලා ඒ කියන්නේ ඇති එකක් නෑ ෂෝයින් ඕෆ්
හැට ටෝක් බ්ලඩි ෆුඩ්
ඈ ඇති එකක් නෑ යූ ආ මීන් ඉට්ස් ෂෝයින් ඕෆ් කියලා
කියලා වැඩක් නැහැ ඉංග්‍රීසියෙන් කියපම මෙතන ඉන්නේ ඉංග්‍රීසි
sorry extremely sorry මේ මට එච්චර ඉංග්‍රීසි බෑනේ මේ that is there's nothing much but I mean you are showing off it's called plasticine now what you said like vimala buddhi මේ විකාර කරනවා කියලා ඒකටම උත්තරයක් දුන්නේ I was directing it to myself. Number two, Sainansa, I really wanted to comment on this matter. I don't remember his name. This the venerable. I think Dhammosada, the venerable Dhammosada's comment. Like, I mean, first thing I wanted to comment of his accent. It's beautiful and it's very nice, and the content was beautiful. And number two. Is now what you were explaining that you said that there's Theravada has hiding this and it is not explained, but I've seen what you explain exactly in not that I know Sen a lot, it is what your explanation depicts in Zen Buddhism and Mahayana Buddhism. And number three is I answer now that you started with that Vimala Buddhi Hamuru Vikara Karana Kenek Kiyala. Attadama I know that.
Kolankari.
No, Kolankari Kiyana Ekat Man Dannawa Vikara Karana Kiyana Ekat Man Dannawa. Eka Mama Hari Aware. ඒක මම ඒක 100 ලක්ෂවරයක් මම පිළිගන්නවා. හැබැයි I don't have an inferiority complex towards it. And I don't have neither guilty feeling of it. And I'm very proud of it. And I'm trying to, I'm seeing it. So, and I see slowly, extremely slowly, but extremely surely, it's getting little smaller. And I'm very happy about it. So, nothing much, nothing less. And I always put it back to my conscious. And my conscious, and I'm very happy with it. And like my conscious light doesn't blame me at all. Number four, Swamin answer, this is the last one. And I, before become a monk, even after becoming a monk, even after, when I met Nisarnamani and after I sort of went to other places, very surely I've been observing one thing. Under this planet, this type of a discussion doesn't take place today. I'm 60 years old. In my lifetime, it has not taken place. And Nisarnamani and wherever Lokohamduru is the only place this type of a table, this type of a discussion, and this type of a pinpointing. And you are talking about your own fault. And I am extremely fortunate. And I don't want to be a better person. This is much more than enough for me. I'm sorry, my English is very bad, so I am not able to explain very nicely. So this is all I need to talk. Actually, about these four points, I would like Lokohamduru's viewpoint on it. And thank you.
Yeah, that is why you have raised your hand and gone out. This is the best discussion ever. So you are not in. That is why I blamed, and luckily you had some ears in the backside and the eyes in the backside. No harm. So therefore, Lokohamduru Jnanarama Swaminnanse, he used to say, please have a discussion, even only two people available. Because people are not happy with the discussion because the exposure happens. And psychological wounds are coming up. And healing is happening. Free association is happening. Kalu Hamdru talking, Sudhu Hamdru talking, everyone is talking. We are all in the same soup. So that is what the Buddha is telling. So that is what I call enlightenment. This is what I call living sasana. Don't try to hide to tell you that in the time to come it will be. Don't go to India. Don't go to Nitya is a Buddha. We are all lullaby. We are doing. We are in the cutting edge. Take a fast. You understand my English, I hope. We are. So please.
Sir, there's one more thing. Now, one more thing I want to add. I was working with White. And in other countries, I've never seen a person who has the rich vocabulary. Your English might not be perfect, but vocabulary is the richest. I mean it. Anybody would agree with me.
මේ කියලා කි මොකද මං grammar බාර ගන්නෑ මට pronunciation මොන වුණත් මං බාර ගන්නෑ. We are at the state of art. We are at the cutting edge. The others has to suit into that. We are not begging to others pardon. I am a total village lad. I had no even English pass up to the university first year. I'm very proud. Our teachers were humiliating us at our school. And now I can fight with any Buddha. Even Kalu Hamduru. That is because of Buddha. That is because of sati, and this is just sati. We have a lot, so therefore we must thrash out in a limited circle. And if anyone wish, they can come and join with us. And they we call sangha, they we call monks, and they we call mendicants. And it is growing, whether Vimala Buddhi is jealous or envious, no harm. It is growing. If you are not appreciating me, don't come into the Kathakaliya anymore. Taken away, are Sudarshani Kavad Enoiki, Tatara Dhanadenda? Vimala Buddhi?
Yes, yes, she's coming, Sanandu. She's coming, and I am under the impression that she's going to give dana until the your retreat from 1 to 6. The whole retreat she's going to give the dana. That is what my understanding is.
After Vishyata vage aavot kachal, mokada api dan payen payata wenas wenawa timetable. Dan dat ewilla thiyena calls 3 4ak. E nisa inna dawasa mata thiyunu 27 wage kiyala. 27, 28, 29 වුණොත් කචල්.
Yeah, but she doesn't have to be there at that time. It's her problem. But she would be offering dana from 1 to 6 of Venerable Dhammarakita's and yours retreat. So that is her actual schedule is from 1 to 6 only, Sayana. And whatever she does in advance is her problem. I can get it clarified from her if you want. Loko Amduro, give me the permission.
I am becoming a Loko Amduro and it's not easy to give dani. I am completely, situation is under my control. Sorry for Subhashini. Now it is time up. Chandratan Amduro, Ananda, Kumar.
Hey, my Sahanasa, we have no questions from our side. If Kumar has nothing, then we can wind up.
Bhante, we also don't have anything.
Okay, fine. Then, Swaminathan, we are going to wind up the session. So, we thank Bhante for joining us from remote and many others participating from remote and others joining from Nisarnavane. So, we were able to accumulate some merits. And I cordially invite Venerable Dhammosada to conduct the sharing of merits.
Asai Swaminathan, may our relatives and all beings share in the merit produced by today's teaching. May all celestial beings share in the merit produced by today's teaching, and may the celestial beings protect the Dhamma exposition and dispensation of the Buddha and his disciples for a very long time. And perhaps the seeds of the Buddha's teaching that have been planted in our hearts and minds may grow, producing path, fruition, and Nibbana. I invite you to join in the recitation of the traditional Pali verses for sharing the merits.